whatever it is you enjoy about the World of Warcraft, we have a challenge for you.
Adventure.
Crafted.
Murder.
Flowers.
This is the WoW Challenges Podcast, and here's your host, Lita.
Hello and welcome to the WoW Challenges Podcast. I'm your host, Lita. This is episode 375 on Saturday, April 26, 2025. Or if you're here in Aussie land like me, it is Sunday the 27th. And welcome, chat room. Hi, guys. Hi, everyone. Mrs. Rock Guru, thank you very much for your sub again. 40 months with 40 months straight, I think it was, and 67 months in total. So big hugs, appreciate you very much. We have got Dave and Zaya in the chat room. Hi guys, thank you. Not sure who else is here, but hi. So I was just saying before we started, I'm going to look at doing a short show. I'm not feeling the best today. So we will see how it goes. And if I take off quickly, it's because my body decided it just needs to crash and burn. So we'll see how it goes. Things to talk about. What have we got? Chat room. How are we all coping with all of the things that are going on in game right now? Crash and burn. That's the story of my life, Zaya. No, crash and burn. That's the story of work, actually. How is everyone going with patch 11.1.5? I must admit, I know all of my add-ons, not all of them have appeared to be updated. But again, you guys know, I do run quite a few add-ons. On leader, I did take her over to, Harrowfall and did some of the Nightfall stuff that's over there. It's probably pretty much the... No, and I did some Noble Garden. So because I didn't get a chance to test any of it before Noble Garden went live, I figured I'd jump on and take Lita over to test things before I even thought of jumping on a challenge tune. That's if I could. So, and again, I don't know. My internet has been fairly crap for the past good couple of months, maybe even longer. They say that it's fixed. I think it is, but I also know Blizzard has been having more of the DDoS attacks. And when was it? Yesterday? Friday? There was one day that I was playing. And I mean, thank God I was on later. I think I ended up giving up after about the third DC in... I'm going to say within like 20 minutes. Like, it was just crazy. So I ended up giving a break and walking away because I, again, wasn't entirely sure it was the attacks on Blizzard. or whether the issues with my internet had started. So I thought the best thing I could do was walk away. So I don't know if you guys have experienced any of those problems, but I know for me, with the wonderful internet that we have here, struggling to get on a challenge to do some of the things that I want to do, because it would be certain suicide for that tune. And as much as I'd love to bring out some of my big girls, like my passies, you know, I've got Passy Leader 2, and I've got the Bloodthirsty, and I've still got a couple irons and a working man? No, I think my working man died. It just isn't worth putting any of them into jeopardy. And it really sucks, because I was feeling like if the internet is finally settled, that I'll be able to start doing some challenge tune stuff. But at the moment, it's still a bit up in the air. So we'll see. But I figured I'd do some Noble Garden stuff and just check it out on Lita. That way, if she dies, well, we don't care, because it's my main. And besides, I've died a lot on her over the years. Fallen off things, done stupid things. Yeah. So, you know, if I can sacrifice her for trying to work out how things are going in game for particular stuff. So I did manage to solo the who is it? Devlin on Leader. It's still a rough fight, regardless. And again, if you're taking a challenge soon, please stay the hell away from the dark boss. Because he is nasty. He also does a fair bit of AoE stuff. And it's just, you'd be one shot quite easily, so just be very careful if you're around in where is it, Razor Hill and Elwyn. Easy peasy with an eye level of merely 640. Yeah, duck boss. Yes. I can't, Cozzy's playing with this toy over on the bed. It's very cute, and I can't show you. Yes. Sorry, brain. Gone. Okay. As I says, I haven't started the new events. Busy, the renovations, and Noble Garden. Yep. Noble Garden is pretty, except the boss, Duck Boss from Mrs. Rock Guru, yes. And it is, I mean, I did do Dornagal on Leader. I did take her to, because there is eggs in Dornagal as well. I don't like it for, it's, what's the word? The eggs are too far apart, if that makes sense. So you've got a fair bit of distance between finding an egg here and then searching. So I felt like I was searching a lot more than actually finding eggs. But I did the basic, you know, the 20... eggs, collect 20 eggs and 10 chocolates or whatever it is. So I did the basic on Leader in Dornagal, but then I went to Razor Hill. And obviously, I've been to Razor Hill a lot over the years. I could probably do that place blindfolded because I've done Razor Hill a lot. But Razor Hill for Horde in particular, I mean, there are other good ones that are fantastic, but you're not having to, you know, there's some spots that you back in the day, you when it was really busy, you'd just sit, stay there, and you could get like four eggs within if you positioned yourself back in the day. And I remember there was a lot of people that would camp certain spots because you could literally not move, pick up four eggs, wait for the respawn, and that's all they do instead of running around. Now I like to run around because that's what I'm used to doing. You know, so I enjoy remembering where they are and just, you know, yep, there's one there, one under the table, one in the crate, one under the cart. Oh, that's right, there's one on top of the tent near the flight path, you know, that kind of thing. So it's kind of fun. Plus, it's a little bit reminiscing of years gone by where I've done the same thing. So, you know, so it's kind of, you know, tradition, I guess. We could call it tradition. Hey, Zerp. So, yeah, so Donegal, it's they're a lot further around. And I don't enjoy that. I'm just trying to think of it's probably similar to Bloodhoof. And again, I'm just trying to think Alliance side what would be similar, but from a Horde side perspective, Bloodhoof Village, the eggs, it's a fair distance, and if you've got your basket equipped to do the fast running, etc., it you can get yourself into a groove quite easily. I just think Donegal's worse than Bloodhoof. And if you've done Bloodhoof, you know the distance between where all those eggs are, if that makes sense. So, to me, Donegal's probably worse. Alliance? Keranos? Keranos isn't too bad. There is aspects of it, but it's still fairly contained. There's no Dock Daily in Donegal, no. No, but you can go and start the world event with the two quests or whatever it is there. Sorry, I forgot to cheers you all too. Cheers, hopefully you've got your beverage of choice. I am having a dirty chai latte today because I thought the chai tea might help calm my stomach. I cut down on the latte milk. So, but there's definitely about there's definitely coffee in here. So yeah, between the coffee and the chai tea, which gives it a interesting kind of takes the edge off both, if that makes sense. If you've ever had both, you might know what I'm talking about. So, yeah, I'm not having my usual mocha like I usually do. Needs some need a flying mount to get to it. Yep. Show title, coffee and tea. Exactly. So you're on fire with the show titles, I tell you. That's great. So yeah. So Noble Garden. Anyway, getting back to the show. Leaders rambling on as per usual. Where is it? Okay. So what I've got is I did the, sorry, bear with me. So the WoW, for the WoW challenges on the website, we did the Noble Garden 2025. Now what I did find was there was the 5 new weapon transmogs. And that's what I had to do on leader. I just went, you know what? I'm just going to go round and round and round and round and round and continue to go round and round and round until I've got enough eggs to buy all of them. I think they all were 100 chocolate eggs each. So a total of 500. But yeah, so obviously you can have the transmog stuff on your challenge tunes. You can collect it and that kind of thing. Please just, again, be careful of anything else that you pick up. Because you can get, you know, you can pick up the, what do you call it? The pants and the lovely, and the dress, the Easter dress, and things like that. So yeah. So just, again, be aware. And we've got, you know, on the website, I tried to just make a notation that to, what did I say, strongly advise challenge players to scout out on a regular or scout team first, and if in doubt, skip it entirely. So, again, there didn't really appear to be any change. Other than they've increased it to be in Dawn of Gol, which, you know, which is cool. But I didn't notice anything different in, you know, the quests are all the same, the daily's the same, the duck boss that came in last year, that's the same. So again, you know, most of that is would be challenger friendly. Other than Bloods, as usual, Bloods, there's no love for that because it's about killing things and not questing. And as soon as you start questing, you're going to get red flagged eventually after probably one or two accidental quests. So for most of the part, there wasn't a lot of people around. I don't know if you guys had noticed, if you've gone to do Noble Garden, has it been busy where you've gone? Obviously, when I've played, I play at my night time on a US server, so I find the majority of the time, you know, I could go, depending on where I am in the World of Warcraft zones, I might not see anyone in a zone. I think there was someone, maybe one other person at Razor Hill. There was only me taking down the boss. I just thought I'd go do it and see if I could solo it. And he's definitely like level 80 elite now. Which I think last year would have been 70, so, but please, stay away from him, even if you just are curious on the challenge tune, because he does do a fair bit of AoE, and that stuff hits real hard, and I'm on a geared level 80, and it was hitting leader hard. I had to use every single solitary thing I could possibly do, Not really busy, but I usually do it early in the morning, like 6:30. Yeah, so it, and again, you know, whether are there a lot of people playing? Are there a lot of people gone off to do other things? You know, is it just the real hardcore players that really are within WoW? Is, you know, there's so many games around. People want to spend their time doing what they love. I do love to play WoW. So, hi, did you come over to say hello to everyone? Where'd you go? Hi. If I pick him up, he'll scratch me. So, do you want to come up? Do you want to come up here and say hello to everyone? He gave me a look of like, are you kidding me? And walked away. Okay. All right, Dave, I went ahead and finally got the X pack, and 2 days later they put it on sale. Just my lot. That's, I hear you, Dave. I completely understand. This is so annoying, isn't it? So annoying. All right. Now, the other thing that I wanted to talk about was if there was anything with the patch. So, oh, this. Come on, leader. Where is it? I don't mind that screenshot. I wonder if we can. Wonder if that's one you can save. I like the three. That kind of looks good. I like that idea. Okay, so patch 11.1.5 now live. Oh, hi. Hi. Do you want to say hello to everyone? Hi, you're not going outside. Hi. You've been outside this morning. No, he's. Apparently, he just wants to let you know he's here. So we've got. What have we got? So, Nightfall scenario, UI updates with the new cooldown manager. Has anyone tried that? I must admit, I haven't bothered to look at that at the moment, because again, I've already got 50 million add-ons that already do that. So we'll see. The Winds of Mysterious Fortune bring with it in-game experience boost and reputation boost for characters levels 10 through 79, which, as we've spoken about a lot of these, Blizzard gives everyone the buff, can't be removed. Bonus for challenge players because it is what it is. So, what else was there? So, yeah, it's just. I mean, that's pretty muchly it, just the stuff on Wowhead, really, that I found. So, any new stuff, anything that I forgot to mention about, let me know. We've got Children's Week coming this week, April 28th to May 5th. So, look, so we've got another one to do. I'm guessing, are they gonna have one in? Oh, there's Matron in Training, Ulna in Khazad Gar. Okay, so there will be a new one in Casale Grille. All right. So Children's Week comes to Donegal with new matrons, new orphans to adopt, and a new vendor, Geppetto Joy Buzz. Three new pets are available for the intrepid collector. Thank you. Deck yourself out in Azorius' finest with two new transmog weapon sets. All right, all details will be posted when the event begins. So, Zaya, I might do the same thing and prep the article this weekend. Ready. With the caveat that when it's posted, it will be the same like Noble Garden, possibly with a please scout it out. Make sure, that we haven't tested this stuff. And then share your thoughts. If there's anything in particular that pops up and you're like, oh my God, I need to tell everyone, please, jump in Discord. Let the community know that way or on the forums, etc. So, yeah, so we'll see how it goes. But it looks like, other than that, there's not too much. So, there might be a little bit of bonus XP for challenge tunes with the matrons. It's obviously going to depend on what matron and training Ulnar gives you to do. Again, test it out. Test it out before you do too much. And that was pretty much all I really had to add to that. So again, if you've got thoughts, please let us know. Let me know in the chat room if there's anything in particular. Okay, so that was pretty much news wise. I'm gonna do the state of the challenges. I'm just gonna cut it down to top three because, again, as I had mentioned, I'm not feeling the greatest. I'm struggling a lot. I'm struggling a lot. So I'm just gonna do the top three for each of the challenges, and that way I can wrap up a little bit quicker. Even though I know everyone, I prattle on, we know that. Absolutely. All right, so irons, top three in the irons. We've got at number three, Exandria, level 74 RIP. Number two is Nikon, maybe it's Nikon, at level 76. And a little while ago, number one this week is Ralph Wohl, hit level 80, becoming our 29th War Within Iron Man Challenge champion. So, well done. If this is your tune, please reach out, let us know who you are. We can get the write-up questions to you. We would love to find out about your journey. I'm pretty sure it should be fine. They were a Worgen. I'm pretty sure we'd do that for the Worgen. I think it was a Worgen, so that should be fine. But yeah, reach out, let us know. I've just posted last night. Oh, I'll wait till I get to it. Hang on. Bloods, top three. We've got at number three, Must Be Wine. Level 31. Number two is Taco Verde at level 33 RIP. One is Blue Beet. kind of a cute name. Level 41. Pacifist. Okay, we only had four pacifists this week, so I'll read all of them. Number four is Cloveri. Cloveri at level 15. Number three is Passy Mage at level 34. Two is Harmless at level 70. And number one is Gurn at level 72. Working Man, there was only one. Corniog at level 24. Greens, there was a total of 9 greens this week. But for the top three, we've got Verde Taco at level 24, RIP. Number two is Charizard. Level 27, that's cool. Number one is Storm Ridery. Yeah, I think that's what it... I'm just working on spelling. Storm Ridery, I think. Level 33, so that's very good. So that's greens. Tins, there was two tins this week, which is at number two is Dynton at level 19 and Patience at level 77. So they're still going. That's fantastic. Iron teams. We had two iron teams. Okay, number two. Defenders of Arboron hit level 25, but they're yellow flagged, so something has happened. But still, level 25. Number one is Children of Rakalar, and they hit level 36. So that's kind of cool. There was no blood teams, but there was a green man team, and they hit level 80 a few days ago. So Dumb and Dumber is the name of their team. There is a slight story about that. So they became our first The War Within Green Team Challenge Champions. Well done to them. They sent me their write-up information, which was great, and I was able to post it last night on our website. So if you want to hear or read a little bit of their journey and whatnot, that's what we've done. They are Drakthiar, and normally we wouldn't do a write-up for Drakthiar Toons. However, they are our first green team for this expansion. So we decided we would make the exception because, you know, a first green team for an expansion, it's still a bit of a deal. So yeah. So Dumb and Dumber, and there is a reason why they did call themselves that, which is made me laugh. So yeah. So if you want to check it out, go over to wowchallenges.com and you'll find it there. Okay, chit chat. Dave sent me in a funny, so thank you, Dave. He said, quote of the day, "I don't know the secret to happiness, but I have never been sad drinking on a beach." Hey, I'm a shaper. Thank you, Dave. That's true. That's true for a lot of people. I found some funny Easter ones. Hope everyone had a lovely Easter as well. Oh, sorry, there's lots going on. So, my little funny sayings was, don't worry, be hoppy. quite literally putting all my eggs in one basket. A balanced diet is chocolate in both hands. So I couldn't resist. I couldn't resist having a couple of those with Easter being last week. So hope everyone had some chocolate from the Easter Bunny. If you celebrate, if you don't celebrate, well, I hope you bought yourself some nice chocolate. Or had a carrot. I don't know. Whatever it is that you like, I guess. I had, I did get a, I've still got, a rabbit, chocolate rabbit I haven't touched. I know, I must be sick. I must be sick. I've got, you know, it's about, what's that, probably 9 inches, chocolate bunny I got given, and I haven't touched it. But I did have some eggs, some chocolate eggs, which was nice to have. So I might have to treat myself over the next little bit to have a little bit of that chocolate. We'll see. All right. Big thank yous. Let's do. Where's my little doovy doovy? Where is it? That one, that's the one we want. All right, as you guys know, huge thank you to our Iron Leets. It is scrolling on the screen, and again, we appreciate and thank you very much for your subs through Twitch, Patreon, just the way that you support us, the community, the challenges. Thank you very much. All the money that comes through from Twitch, through Patreon, all goes towards the website. That's it. I literally is paying for that. So thank you very much for those of you. Because obviously I understand that life is a bit shit at the moment. Let's just be honest. Prices keep going up. I went grocery shopping yesterday. I'm gonna say I probably bought maybe 2 full baskets, and it was far. It like it's ridiculous just buying groceries to live, to eat to live is crazy. So I appreciate we're all in the same boat and things are tight for most, I'd say most of us. So for anyone who can find it within to contribute to being an Iron Elite, thank you very much. I do greatly appreciate it, so thank you. Also to our fantastic mods, I don't think I mentioned Chris wasn't feeling well, so she couldn't be here today. So Chris, if you're listening, feel better soon. And thank you to Awesome Trousers, Execute, Chris, Stir, Zaya. Literally, guys, thank you for all that you do with helping out with the community. The back end of things, our code wardens, Zaya, Rod, that keep, you know, Zaya in particular, who does a lot of work on the website. Thank you, Zaya. We appreciate you so much. So yeah, and to everyone who was here and gave of your time just to hang out with me for a little bit. As I said, it wasn't going to be a massively long show today. I really am not feeling that great. So I'm going to, we're going to wrap up now. But thank you very much for hanging out with me. I appreciate it. And for all the chat and your thoughts in the chat, thank you so much. Okay. What else am I doing later? What are you doing? Who knows? All right. So, 2 weeks' time should be May the 10th. So I'll be back 7 p.m. Eastern. Don't forget, check out the website wowchallenges.com where you'll find all the information. Oh, I was gonna say something. It's completely gone. Oh, don't forget when you're looking up rules for a challenge, that a good thing to remember is to also check the FAQ. Not everything is a rule per se, so there might be things within the FAQ. So the two places to look up would be go check the rules for your challenge and also jump on and check out the FAQ to make sure that if there's something a little bit that you're not sure on to 'cause you don't want to flag yourself just after you've made a tune or tried to register, etc. So just something to keep in mind. All right. Well, I think that's everything. If you want to find me, probably just send through a message on Discord is the easiest. I am on socials all over the place. If you need to find me, check. Was almost quick. Was almost quick. The show we're at. Not sure, Dave. But anyway, yeah. So. Oh, it's gone. Ooh, it's my brain. All right. Look, I think we'll do that for now. So thank you very much again for hanging out today's for the show. Appreciate you all very much, Lee. Please stay safe, both in and out of game, and I will catch you back here on the 10th of May. That's it. All right. Roll the outro. Bye, guys.
The WoW Challenges podcast is a World of Warcraft gaming podcast produced by Leetah, copyright 2025. Portions of this podcast belong entirely to Blizzard Entertainment. Music used for the show belongs to Kevin MacLeod at incomnitech.com as well as from bensound.com. No copyright infringement is intended.